This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get set, let's get ready, let's go! Welcome to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Today is the 19th day of January 2021. My name is Lee Elsie, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the USA Radio Network affords me this great opportunity to talk from one coast to the next coast, from California to Long Island and everywhere in between. Your great host, Wayne Allen Root, will be here at the top of the hour. The question everybody asks me over and over and over again is, what do you think is going to happen when Biden takes office? And I've said this to you prior to Biden being elected president, and I'll say it to you after he's sworn in tomorrow. The one difference that I will make is that it's happening at a much faster rate of speed. I told you we were going to take a fast turn to the left. I didn't realize it was going to be this fast. I also did not realize, nor did I even remotely comprehend, that the attack on the conservatives would be as aggressive. This false narrative from the ultra-liberal left, including Joe Biden, that we all need to come together is simply garbage. Don't believe that for one second. They are going out of their way to try to minimize you. To them, you are an obstacle. You are the enemy. Now, I know nobody likes to hear that kind of talk because that's not unity. That's not bringing everybody together, but it's the truth. You're the enemy. Do you understand that? You're listening to me right now. Chances are you lean to the right. Not everybody, but a majority of the folks who listen to me. The cancel culture is going out of their way to destroy you. The PC police, full alert, they will destroy you if they can. And they are trying. They're trying very, very hard. Now, you realize that for 4 years, in particular last summer, when half of the Midwest was on fire because Black Lives Matter protests were running and raging out of control, all of the Democrats circled together. Nobody spoke out against it. They all damned the police. It was all the cops' fault. They were always excusing away what these rioters and looters had done, right? We all watched the video, didn't we? We watched shoe stores being looted and Targets being looted and Walmarts being wrecked. Almost every night of the week, it happened. And your new leadership has excused that away. Kamala Harris bailed out felons who are part of these riots. Nobody says boo about that. Nothing. So fast forward to tomorrow, where 25,000 armed National Guard members will be guarding the president-elect and Kamala Harris with Nancy Pelosi in her very short skirt that she probably wore as a high school cheerleader. Can you picture this? On the sidelines, waving pom-poms with little donkeys on them. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. But can't you see her cheering, doing little splits and handstands? Waxing poetic about how great it is to have the protection of the National Guard? Hypocrites! That same woman said nothing when Trump tried to protect Washington during the BLM riots in Washington. All right, everybody, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and I had technical difficulties on my end. I got a brand new microphone, brand new headphones, and I was all fired up, ready to rock and roll. And of course, because I am a mental midget when it comes to technology, I was unable to log in from my home studio. But Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, made it all go. I'll tell you, it's remarkable what can be done behind the scenes. And I mean, he's fixing my computer from down there, and I'm sitting here like a big dope. Anyway, thanks, Chris, for getting us up and rocking and rolling. I got the first hour here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Once again, this is the USA Radio Network. I do have a couple of guests coming up. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk to our friend, Professor Murray Sabrin. And a little bit later on after that, we'll chat with one of our friends from the Heritage Foundation. So I guess I have to start where I think a lot of conservative folks need to start, and that is, like, I'm confused about this overwhelming gushing love for Joe Biden. So, okay, I get it. For the last couple of months, first of all, after the election, before the election, we were, you know, talking about Joe Biden as if it was an afterthought, that there's no way he would get elected. There's no way the American people would look at this guy and choose him over a Donald Trump. Even if you didn't like Donald Trump, you would be looking at a man who looked severely impaired. Yeah, okay, so here we go. Fast forward to the actual election, and somehow, some miraculous way, if you think it's on the up and up, fine. If you think it was dirty and devious, that's something else. But Joe Biden ends up beating Donald Trump by 5 million votes, has more votes than anybody in the history of this country, blah, blah, blah. It seems almost impossible for a man who ran his entire campaign from the basement, never went outside, can barely, you know, string two thoughts together, was able to beat the force of a Donald Trump. Okay, fine. So let's just take it from there. So for the last couple of months after the improbable victory by Joe Biden, we have been going round and round about potential scenarios where, you know, maybe we find that Donald Trump did in fact win, the Kraken, and all these other things that we were looking into, these voter improprieties and this lawsuit and that lawsuit. And then we all knew, figured that once it got to be about 2 weeks ago, didn't look good for the Trumpsters and all the followers. So it was pretty much a foregone conclusion that Joe Biden was going to be the president of the United States. And back and forth we went. We had the terrible situation that happened on the 6th in the Capitol where it got stormed. But in and around all of that, there has always been a very strange fascination, attraction from the left, the progressives, the Democrats to Joe Biden. And I could never figure it out. Now, it's one thing to hate Donald Trump. If you didn't like his policies, you didn't like the way he did business, you didn't like the way he talked to people, okay, you didn't like the fact that he was America first and put everybody else second. If you didn't like any of that stuff, that, again, that is more of a, you know, a personal issue against him. But to gush over Joe Biden, I don't understand that. It's a man who has had a history of turmoil. He has not been a good guy. This has not been somebody, certainly, that if you've got some young person in your life, you're not going to say, grow up and be like Joe. I mean, there are a lot of very suspicious things that Joe Biden has done in his past. But here we are. You know, he lands as the president of the United States, and every single buddy on the other side of the aisle is gushing. And I don't understand it. Maybe somebody out there in radio land can explain this to me, because I don't get it. 80 years old, frail, weak, clouded in controversy, Lady Gaga, J-Lo, CNN, MSNBC, all fawning over him constantly, as if he's some kind of messiah, like he's walking on water. What am I missing? What am I missing? So, again, I didn't want to come out here and yell and scream in the opening, you know, the opening segment here. I didn't want to do that. But, you know, there's a frustration that's already growing. I've been saying that this 4 years is going to be very difficult to take for conservatives, because I don't believe that any of your values are going to be recognized by Joe Biden. And I think it's an insult to a certain respect of how he actually came across to most of middle America during his inauguration speech. And to have people say it was the greatest inauguration speech in history. Now, right away,
right away, embedded in this speech of unity is this broken record of systematic racism. And that is going to bludgeon you over the head for the next 4 years. You are going to have to get used to that, because that is something that they are going to throw at you. Every single time they get in a jam, they're going to throw systematic racism at you, as if they even know what it is, as if they even know what it means. So that's inauguration day for me. I felt dirty. I felt as if I needed a shower after watching. I felt like I was lied to from the beginning to the end. I talked about this on my morning show early this morning. I'm pretty good. I'm a pretty good judge of character. There's a lot of things I'm not very good at. Right? I'm not a doctor and I'm not a lawyer. But I'm a pretty good judge of somebody's character and whether or not somebody's lying. And I always feel like when he's speaking this nonsense, he's not telling me the truth. He's not being, you know, straightforward with the American people. And I firmly believe that. And watching what happened yesterday in Washington, I just could not help but to say to myself that this guy is, you know, he's everything that I don't want in a president. And sadly, as I'm watching him, here's the sad part about this. So as I'm watching this guy, I'm saying to myself, as he stumbles and bumbles his way through the speech, and he looks as if he's shaken and frail like an old guy, and I'm not trying to down old folks, this is not the point. The point is, I'm watching him, and I said, oh my God, don't fall over, don't break a hip, don't die. Because I don't want the replacement. The replacement for you is 10 times worse than you. Kamala Harris is, again, another danger to the United States. All right, I got to take a first break. Thanks for bearing with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, it's Lee Elson, first hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the great USA Radio Network and Wayne Root, giving the opportunity to hang out with you for an hour if you want to call and love to hear from you. Let's go out to Long Island where Chet is waiting. Chet, how are you?
I'm good, Lee. You know, recovering from this Biden win. Seeing the Democrats that are already pushing forward with getting rid of the Electoral College really worries me, man, and more so than getting Trump out of office. If they get this, it's over. It's a one-party country. You'll never see a Republican, independent, conservative, third party, Green Party. It's all going to be Democrat Party, man, And it surprises me that we actually allowed this to happen, because they've been talking about it the whole time. And everybody that's in the Republican Party, the leaders, Mitch McConnell, haven't. And now they're going to get carte blanche. And I think that this country is really going to go in the direction of socialism under this guy.
You know, Chad, there's so many different angles. I feel like they have an angle for everything this go around. Like you had said, they're, you know, going out to the Electoral College, stacking the court, you know, adding another state, adding D.C. as a state. It just doesn't end with these guys. I really believe that they are going to try to push to get at least one of those, if not multiples, you know, within the first 100 days. I mean, they're going to come out swinging. I believe that.
Yeah, and I don't know if you caught this, but Biden said they want to use the blueprint of California. On
yeah.
America,
yeah.
A California, which is going through very hard times right now. They're actually trying to get Newsom out of the governorship. And Biden's praising that. You know, it's just weird because everything that should look bad for them, they claim is good. This is all going to solve our problems. No more white supremacy in the United States of America. No more police violence. No more issues with red versus blue. As Biden got up in front of the world and said that he wanted to be a unifier, and then in the same fell swoop started attacking people. And he wasn't just attacking the hard right. He wasn't just attacking the Proud Boys. Don't get him twistedly. He was attacking you and me and your listeners and anybody that disagrees with the Democrat Party. And they're already talking about reprogramming us. Like, how worrisome is that to you, Lee?
Well, not only that, you know, you couple that with the silencing of free speech here, and you know, America's got to be on notice. I'm with you, and I've been saying this for how long? I've been saying this about Biden from the beginning, that this guy is not worth trusting, and he certainly is going to surround himself with some folks who are very, very left of center. It's a dangerous time. It really is. I mean, listen, I know we always overreact when, you know, when these kinds of things happen. We probably overreact with Obama, and we were able to figure out a way to get out of that and get around it. And we're probably overreacting. I hate to say that. It's not probably great for talk radio, but we're probably overreacting to a certain extent. But that all being said, begin to really chip away at the you know, the foundation of freedom, then I would be wrong in this case. Somewhere along the line, they're going to, you know, make a big enough crack in the foundation that it comes tumbling down. So I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that maybe, you know, maybe there's still fight left in a lot of people out there, Chad. I believe that too.
No, there is. No doubt. And that's what you do every day when you have your radio program, and that's why we all listen to you out here. But the thing for me that really worries me more than anything, Lee, is the silencing of our voices. We get taken down by Facebook. We get taken down by Twitter. And then we make something else. Like you said, build a better mousetrap. And what do? Take it down.
Take it down.
We got nothing.
Now you've been banned how many times on Facebook?
Well, my original account is no longer on Facebook. I've been banned on Facebook.
You've pretty much been banned completely.
It's got to be close to 100 times.
Wow.
You know, it really, and not all, and the last time that they did it to me where they took away my permanent account, which had all my pictures and everything, they didn't tell me why they were taking me down. There was no explanation. I couldn't write to anybody to figure out what happened. And from what I understand, that's kind of what they did to President Trump and everybody else that supports him.
All right, Chad, I got to run. The music's playing, buddy. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Real quick story, like 40 seconds before I got to get to a break. The same thing happened to my wife, not because she said anything inflammatory, but somebody hacked her account on Facebook, and they stole her password, and she tried to get her information. She sent an email and all the necessary stuff to Facebook. They ignored her. So somebody actually has my wife's account with all her pictures, everything. She completely lost it. There's nothing that she can do to get it back. There's no one over there to help. So this is why, listen, technology's great. Facebook and all that seemed great. Very dangerous. They've got you by the blanks, and they know it. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. Couple guests coming up back to back. Dr. Murray Sabrin will join me next. My name is Lee Elsie. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dr. Anthony Fauci calls the coronavirus outbreak an ongoing and very serious situation.
When you look at the number of new infections that we have, it's still at a very, very high rate. Hospitalizations are up. There are certain areas of the country.
Fauci speaking at the White House also saying that the outbreak may be plateauing, but that they're paying very close attention to virus mutations. Seven Senate Democrats filed an ethics complaint against Republican Senators Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz over their January 6th efforts to object to the 2020 presidential election results. Democrats are requesting an investigation into the pair of senators over their challenge. No such ethics complaints were made against Democrats when they filed objection results to the 2016 election results. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody who's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy. And I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month. And for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. The great Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. This is a very special guest. We reach out to him from time to time. He is a former professor of finance down in New Jersey, also ran for the United States Senate, both that and the governorship of New Jersey unsuccessfully, but still he's thrown his hat in the ring a number of different times, and we appreciate his expertise on a lot of different topics. So Dr. Murray Sabrin, Doc, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Lee. Thanks for inviting me.
I wanted to start with asking you a couple of questions and get your insight on immigration, where we stand. I saw a caravan of 1,000 from Guatemala making their way up. Where do you think we're headed as it pertains to immigration?
Well, being an immigrant, I think I can talk about immigration from a very different perspective than the typical politician in D.C. The way we came to this country in 1949 was very simple. My parents applied for support from relatives in the United States, and they got sponsored. And that's the way immigrants should come to the United States. They should get a U.S.-based sponsor and follow the rules that we did. And then my parents became citizens in 1954. And I became a citizen in 1959. So the basic way to allow people to come into the country legally and make sure they're in good health and not having a criminal record is to get sponsorships where the sponsor would be responsible for the well-being of the new immigrants as they get settled in America. And the way we have it now, of course, is a total mess with at least 11 million or more, quote, illegal immigrants. And instead of having a pass to citizenship, which I've added, what I've advocated over the years, is that they become permanent residents, which means that they don't have the right to vote, but since they didn't follow the rules, which other people for them have followed, in order to become citizens, they should just have a different classification, which is permanent resident,
right.
Have all the obligations of a citizen, but they don't have the right to vote, because that's what the Democrats want. They think that illegal immigrants, by becoming immigrants, will be becoming citizens, will become dedicated Democratic voters. So this is a political ploy by the Democrats in order to increase their voter base.
Well, what you're saying is complete common sense and something that I've been saying for a long, long time. I'm in total agreement with that. I don't have any issue with allowing the 15 or 20 million, depending upon, you know, where you want to look, even 30. MIT says there's 30 million. You're not going to round up 30 million people and send them back to wherever they came from.
No.
It's just easier to give them the kind of access that you're talking about, but they can't vote. You don't reward them for breaking the law. So I'm 100% on board with what you're saying, but do you think that this administration is going to push hard to legalize everybody who's here already?
Oh, yeah, that's their goal. Remember, Reagan did this in 1986, saying this was supposed to be the end of illegal immigration,
right,
by having a pathway to citizenship, and of course it didn't work out that way. Lee, this is what happens when you don't follow rules. For bad or worse, these are the rules that are established in order to have a rational, sensible immigration policy where people can become part of America, because most immigrants, I believe, want to come here and work and establish businesses. We've seen that throughout American history. And so with COVID and everything, it seemed to me that one of the things you want to make sure is people from third world countries are not coming here sick, because we're overwhelmed with the hospitals right now. Do we want another 100,000, 200,000 people coming into the country in the next few months or the next couple of years with chronic illnesses? I don't think that's a sensible policy.
So you think, Doc, we're talking with Dr. Murray Sabrin, you think that this administration is not only going to champion the illegals who are here now, but he's also going to open up the floodgates to whoever wants to come here. You see that coming?
Well, that is a probability, and I think there's going to be a lot of pushback, because what's going to happen is you're going to overwhelm the public infrastructure, the schools, the hospitals, and other public facilities. So you have to think about this a little bit, common sense, and not get involved in partisan politics.
Right.
I know people want to welcome other people from other lands, but the point is, and the other issue, which no one wants to talk about, is can you have a continuing population that is so diverse that there's very little unity?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is another thing. This cultural diversity, does it bring social harmony and political stability to a country? And that's the question that needs to be addressed and debated in America.
Now, I know you wanted to talk about a couple different things, and we don't have a lot of time, so let's bounce from that to the Patriot Act.
Well, here's where the Patriot Act may come and bite the Republicans who supported this when President Bush enacted it after the attack on 9/11, and now it could be used for domestic terrorism as opposed to international terrorism. And so those of us that were opposed to the Patriot Act as a violation of constitutional rights back in 2003 and 2004 are now seeing the blowback of the unintended consequences of how this is going to be used against people who are dissenting from the Biden administration and all the policies that are coming forward from the Biden administration. So, again, people don't think strategically and long-term when they enact these policies. And what we have to do is sit down and have an honest civil discussion about the Patriot Act and all these other policies that may stifle free speech and other constitutional rights that are guaranteed to us since day one of the United States.
We're talking with Dr. Murray Sabrin. So, Doc, free speech is without question under attack. Parler shut down. Twitter accounts shut down. Where are we headed?
Well, this is why Parler must be up and running very quickly. And the founder of Parler was on cable TV recently, and he said we should be up by the end of January, which would be a great achievement for diversity. I mean, everyone talks about diversity, diversity, diversity. Well, what about intellectual diversity, political diversity, and all the other diversities that make life interesting in terms of people have different points of view? People use the Internet to express their point of view. And, of course, we don't condone violence. I mean, I've never condoned violence. I've been anti-war for all my adult life. And so we have to have a venue to express different points of view regarding government policy. And what it shows shocking to me is how the media, the mainstream media, are jumping on the bandwagon of stifling free speech. And this is a very dangerous phenomenon. I've never seen this in my lifetime, and that goes back a long way now, where the media are active participants in stifling free speech.
There is such short-sightedness in this, because history will dictate, you know, they may come after me today, but they're going to come after you tomorrow.
Well, that's what happens when you embrace policies that you think are going to silence people you don't like, and it comes back to bite you in the future. And this is why big government is the problem, not election reform, not voting reform. It's big government is the problem. So you downsize big government, and a lot of these problems that people are talking about will go away.
Dr. Murray Sabrin is our guest. Got a book in the works. Doc, when is that book due?
This spring, the Universal Medical Care from Conception to End of Life, the case for single-payer systems, the single-payer not being the government, as Bernie Sanders wants it to be, but the individual, and restoring the doctor-patient relationship. By the way, this vaccine rollout is an example of what happens when you have a government control of medical care. This is just a preview of what would happen if Biden decides to go Medicare for All, a la Bernie Sanders, where government controls everything regarding medical care. It will be a total disaster for the country.
All right, Doc, let me change gears one more time before we run out of time. If I put you in charge of the GOP, what would you advise them to do? How would you advise them to act moving forward?
Well, they have two choices. They can either oppose Biden's policies from day one and have press conferences saying this is going to be counterproductive for the American people, or they can say, Joe Biden, You think you won in the landslide. You now control, the Democrats now control the House, the Senate, and the White House. Do what you want. The American people will bear the consequences of your policies, and they just sit by and watch this thing come apart, because when you increase government power over the economy, over the individual, over communities, over families, you will get negative consequences. And this is what I think the Republicans have to decide. Which strategy are they going to employ in order to turn the ship of state around? Because we've been following this road for the last 50, 60 years of bigger and bigger government, and the Republicans haven't done anything to stop it, and that's why we're in the place that we are today.
Dr. Murray Sabrin, thank you. Is there a website folks can learn more about you, Doc?
Yeah, murraysabrin.com. I'll be posting occasional original pieces, but I'll be linking to a lot of great articles that I see online that are absolute must-reading for people throughout the tri-state area, throughout the country, because these are insightful articles of websites that I go to, and they really capture the essence of what the problem in America and what the solutions are.
All right, the one and only Dr. Murray Sabrin joining us from time to time here on the radio. Wayne Allyn Root is less than a half hour away. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. If you want to reach out to me, send me an email, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Quick break. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune systems. But before I brought their products to you, I experienced them for myself. Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex, trace minerals, natural greens, and probiotics. And the best immune boosting product I've ever used. Since taking these products, my energy is up dramatically. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Help me support a truly patriotic American company that truly cares for your health. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And we have so many friends over at the Heritage Foundation, and here is another one, Tommy Binion. So, Tommy, I want to start out by sort of getting your opinion of yesterday, the pomp and circumstance of Inauguration Day. What does it mean to you in a general sense?
Look, it's Inauguration Day. This is the day where we change presidents. This is peaceful transition of power. There are a lot of visceral images and, almost jarring images. And as Americans, typically, we celebrate those. We celebrate the fact that we can transition who is in charge of our country, who has the power. And we can, we can celebrate it, and we can all, as Americans, thank the old president and congratulate the new president and wish him or her well, no matter what side of the aisle either one are on. So, and we get that day every 4 years, and it's special. You know, as upsetting and tragic as the events at the Capitol on January 6th were, a credible threat to the peaceful transition of power. I think as Americans, we all knew and expected that this would take place. But it also serves as a reminder that it is precious and fragile, and it is something we have to work to preserve. And it is something that requires all of us on both sides of the aisle to contribute to. And maybe this is stating the obvious, there are tremendous benefits that come with the fact that we can do this.
Right.
That come with the fact that we can hold an election, we can duke it out, and then we can have a new president, and that we can do that for generations. That's a blessing, and we shouldn't forget all the blessings that come with it.
A lot of folks are upset with the Republican Party, think they failed Trump, think they failed the United States, or at least the Republicans out there, and the 70-some-odd million people who voted for him, et cetera. I mean, you think a birth of a third party is coming here and Trump being the forefront of that?
I just don't see how it works. I think you're absolutely right that there is an extraordinary amount of resentment, going in all directions within the Republican Party and on the right in the United States. But at the end of the day, the direction of any political party is going to go the way of presidential primaries and a presidential election.
And so that's the underpinnings, right? That's the pillar of any party is can you nominate somebody who can get to 51% or who can get to 270 electoral votes? If the Republican Party breaks in half, the answer is unequivocally no. And so it almost seems like that would take care of itself in the primary process. But it is a threat. And it is refusal to participate in the primary, refusal to participate in the presidential election. These are things that are going to hobble the Republican Party and it's not up to some vague party. It is up to the individual leaders,
right.
The 2024 hopeful and the senators and the members of Congress and the governors. They've got to inspire a big enough group of people to call themselves the second major party in America. And I think they will. I think that will continue, but it has to happen again and again.
What about a morphing of the current party, changing some of the specifics, the particulars?
Yeah, I think so. You've got to figure out a magic recipe that combines enough people to carry the majority in this country. I mean, that's the task of anybody who wants to be president, of any party who wants to be in party, is you've got to put the right pieces in place. But I think working the problem from that angle is the wrong direction. I mean, I think if you spend all day or the next 2 years studying polls with your with your finger up in the air, trying to figure out which way the wind is blowing, you're going to inspire nobody. If the 2024 hopefuls were listening, what I would tell them is figure out where, what your vision for the country is, what direction we need to go in, and the inspiration will take care of itself. If you're following the polls, you're not leading, you're following. That is what successful nominees have done. That's what Donald Trump did in 2016. The polls did not say that his platform would be as inspiring and captivating and successful as it was. But it was visionary, and it was where he thought the country needed to go, and so he went there, and people followed it. That's what American politics is all about. When we fall into this, sticking our finger in the air and trying to figure out which way the wind is blowing,
right.
I think that's when we go wrong.
So one of the headlines on Fox News' website right now is the end of America First. Now, I was a fan of America First. I know liberals don't agree with that. They're all about globalism. Do you think this is the end of America First, and how does this change the dynamic here in the next 100 days? I mean, it seems like he's got the pen out ready to go. Amnesty on the block, getting us back into the climate accord on the block, Iran nuclear deal back in action. So it's going to be like getting hit over the head with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, I don't know how you can argue that Biden wants anything to do with America First, but his number one priority upon entering office is for non-American citizens rather than American citizens. It's amnesty for illegal immigrants. Fox News is wrong if they're arguing that the 75 million people that voted for Donald Trump have changed their mind about America First.
That's Tommy Binion. All right, Tommy, just looked at the clock. I got to run. Thank you, as always, Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.